Warning.
This is a Vangerville production. Please don't steal it. Thank you for your time. Now have fun.
Whee!
That was perfect, except for the shitty weed.
Now, here regrettably is The Shang Show.
I know. It's been 4 months. Leave me alone. You gotta give me 24 minutes. I already fucked that up. I'm a little rusty around here. Yeah, I'm doing a Shane show. I don't know what to tell you. I do know what to tell you. Hold on a second. Hi, Anthony. I got shit to say because the world doesn't seem like it's gotten any better since I shut up. And it seems like it's getting a lot more confusing and a lot scarier. And for me, when I get scared, I want to explain things so that people understand shit in a way so it doesn't seem as scary. That's why I'm here tonight, because that's the way I feel less scared. Because it's weird out there, man. I'm not going to fuck around and lie to you. It's strange. You know, I thought after we vanquished Satan, whether you're Republican or Democrat, after that dictator wannabe was gone, that everything would revert back to normal and we'd be okay and this and that. And we could put damn pandemics and it's not that way. Things have gotten way, way weirder. And the reason why they've gotten weirder is because the guy that we elected, the only guy that could beat the maniac, is not capable of doing the job either. And so now we are here, 8 months in, to a new presidency, and we got a fucking vegetable running shit. But that's not really what I want to talk about. What I want to talk about is the insistence on all of us to stay separated from one another. I just don't understand. We are in a place where we just can't find the middle. On every angle, in every way, on every possible step up the hill, we just can't seem to get out of our own ways. Right, left, dug in. There's no more room to hear each other, man. It's getting worse and worse. And so I want to have the next 24 minutes of your lives to explain for right now today that I feel like there's still hope. There are so many beautiful things that I miss all day long, every single day. Well, because I'm just too wrapped up with wanting to be right. I'll tell you what got me really fucking pissed off. Texas has me really fucking pissed off. But I'm going to explain why Texas really has me pissed off. It's the year 2021. And yeah, Afghanistan and the pullout and the evacuation, and we'll talk about that for a second, and maybe even we'll talk about the insanity of Kanye West and everything, his whole lead-up in the last 3 months of that thing, and talk a little bit about it in terms of, as a 50-year-old man, not understanding why all of that. But the thing that I want to focus on right now is that in the state of Texas, If you are a 31-year-old woman, and you have sex with some guy, which is your right to do because you want to eat, and you were at the bar, and he was funnier than you thought he was going to be, and he paid for the drinks, and he drove you home, and he said something clever, and you dropped your panties, and you wanted to have some sex because that's what women like to do sometimes. Well, if you're that 31-year-old woman and you wake up the next morning and you feel a little strange and you're like, fuck, did he come in me or did a thing and I don't, whatever. And then you go to your soul cycle or working out or Pilates or whatever it is. Or you don't eat right or this, that, or maybe you do and then you miss a period. And you think back to yourself, I don't know, 3 weeks ago, fucking maybe. But I've been hot or I've been fucking traveling or I ain't no chick. I don't know what gets your period all fucked up, but I know that happens all the time. Didn't have enough water this month. Didn't watch enough Oprah, like whatever it is. And you miss a period and you're like, yeah, that happens all the fucking time. Like, I'll just wait till the next month when I don't know. Is the shit heavier, the blood? I don't know because I'm a dude, but you think, I missed it. It'll come and the thing, and then and then you're like, wait a minute. Shit, I still haven't had this thing. I don't know. It's been like 5 weeks, 5.5 weeks. I fucked the guy a month ago. I'm 31. I got a life. I'm climbing up the fucking scale here. I got another couple years. I got to flirt with some dudes at the work and use my sexuality and grind it out and be smarter than everybody else. And in like 18 months, I should be in that workplace I want to be in, making the loot and the change and the coin. And I'm on my way and I'm 31 and I'm a woman and I'm feeling great. But I haven't had this fucking period, and I don't know, and then I go and I go and take a pregnancy test, and I'm pregnant. And you're like, oh, well, fuck, that's crazy. And now, if you live in Texas and you're that woman, well, you don't have the right to make decisions about your own body anymore. You can't go to your doctor and say, Doc, I'm not ready for this and that. I don't even know the guy and the thing, and I got a life and I'm building a career and this isn't the right time. And, well, you don't have any choices anymore. You're finished. You know what you're doing? You're flying to California to have a procedure and fly home and pay taxes in a state that has raped you of your rights or your decision-making in regards to your own body as a female. People or men in the Senate or whatever goes on in Texas are going to take your taxes and they are going to spend your money that you worked hard for. And you are going to have to prop up a state government that has told you that they don't think that you are smart enough or mature enough to make decisions about your own body. That got me in front of this mic tonight. Because when we start living in this conversation in America And this becomes the major issue now, which it should and will be. We don't even have the time to keep our eye on the ball of what we really need to be doing. By the way, we've never been more divided and more separate ever in the history of our country, with the exception of the Civil War. So why not bring up the one issue that separates us the most? And if you're that 31-year-old woman I described and you're living in Texas, consider yourself the lucky one. What about the 17-year-old girl who fucked the guy at a party, who woke up the same thing and the thing and volleyball and I lose my period and thing, and then the next thing you know, you had spent 5.5 weeks and you find out you're pregnant and you don't have the money or the resources or the wherewithal to go to a state? And 50-year-old white men like me have just decided the rest of your life. That isn't fair. We are going to relegate potentially hundreds of thousands of girls who, in the moment where they're most scared, where they're questioning their own behavior the most, where they're figuring out the decision-making skills they need to become women from girls, the fucking old men in Texas are going to pass a law to make them feel even more alone? Shame on us. Shame on the fucking people in the state of Texas. Abortion is a fucking very personal decision. I am a 50-year-old white male. I should not have any sort of opinion on the matter, except to support females and women. If you're a God guy and you believe in God, and that's a beautiful thing for you, if you believe in God and you believe that it is murder to murder a child, or it is against your religion, abortion, or that the sanctity of life is the most important thing, and it's the issue that you single issue vote on the most, I just offer you this. And it is the greatest argument for abortion that I have ever heard, and I believe me and my friend came up with it 30 years ago. And if you're one of those religious cats who believes in the sanctity of life and God doesn't make mistakes and blabbity, 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 would God make such a divine creature that could make a human life? Would God create that awesome power in a person or a female and then not allow them or give them the brain to decide when it was okay or not okay for them to use the awesome power that they have? I gotta believe God's like, listen, I'm gonna give females the fucking the mind blowing power to create life. But I'm not going to give them the decision-making process in which they should decide when to use that power. That doesn't make any sense if you're a God guy. I am a pro-baby dude. I love my kid. My kid should have been aborted, and he wasn't, and thank God. I am a pro-baby guy. The less abortions in the world, the better. But I'm smart enough to know that I'm stupid enough to stay out of this. And shame on Texas, because you know what? The fucking Texas thing now turns into a Mississippi thing, which now turns into a Louisiana thing, which now turns into a Florida thing, which now turns... And here we go, and the poorest and least educated states in America, which of course rely more on religion than anything else, the poor and the uneducated. When you're poor and you're uneducated, and you don't have much to look forward to, the thing that brightens up anybody's day is the idea that I'm going to heaven, I'm a thing and purpose and the deal, and I show up at church and all of that stuff, and it fulfills or replaces the lack of opportunity or education in my life. So we've got ultra-religious states who are now going to follow suit with the example that has just been laid down by Texas, which means that poor women will become poorer. And more than likely bad parents. And if you're living anywhere else, another one of these states, or you're living in a blue safe state, or you're living in a red state that still's got, is not insane, just know, and fuck you, you liberal creeps, you young nation of kids who sit around and smoke pot all day and think your vote doesn't matter. Well, fuck you. Does your vote matter now? Because Donald Trump became president of the United States and stacked the Supreme Court because he could, and because the Senate made sure that he could. And now we're here. And the reason we're here is because people didn't want to quit smoking their fucking bongs. When they tell you elections have consequences, it's not some goofy, dumb, stupid tagline. We are now living in the consequences of people's inaction. I'll talk all day long, consequences of your actions, choices and consequences. Sometimes there are consequences in inaction. And here we are, living in this. The Supreme Court didn't want to hear it. They were like, nope, we're not going to hear it. We're not going to intervene because it's 6-3. And there's a fucking handmaid tale on the Supreme Court who thinks that she has to go home at night and fucking becomes the property of her husband. We're living in weird times. We're living in separate times. We're living in divided times. And God damn it, I don't want one more abortion in the world that needs to be. But I also know that I'm 50 and I'm white and I'm old and I'm a male and it's not my choice. It's not my right or my decision to make a decision for a woman who has been given the awesome power to create life. She definitely was given a brain to decide when she should use it. And I'm not mad at the religious zealots. I'm not. I'm mad at the people that said it didn't fucking matter if they didn't vote. Fucking doesn't matter. Shit just stays the same. Shit, this, that, and the other. Okay. Welcome to your new normal. Your new normal that for 40 years has been a different normal. We're headed for coat hangers. We're headed for fucking we're headed for death. Texas won't be the only place. It is your responsibility to vote. It is your responsibility to take responsibility for your own life by hitting the polls and saying that's okay or that's not okay. Because you through your inaction have made it okay for Roe v. Wade to be in jeopardy. Thinking about that fucking 17 or 18 year old girl right now in Texas who doesn't have any money and has just found out that she's 7 weeks pregnant. What in the fuck is she gonna do? She gonna walk to Colorado? She's not walking to Louisiana. She's not walking to Oklahoma. She's not walking to fucking Arkansas. She's gonna get a compass and she's gonna go west. And she better hope she gets to New Mexico in time before they fucking do it too. Anyway. This isn't on them. It's on us. It's on you. Not me. Fuck you. I vote for you. I step up. I vote for you. Because I'm an advocate, man. So funny. I make a statement about how fucking Joe Biden's been asleep eating vegetables while this Afghanistan evacuation has gone as worse as it could ever go, ever. If they were all these old fucks were all in a room and they were all staring at some maps and the medals are hanging off their things and they're looking at each other and go, how do we fuck this up worse than anything else ever? They couldn't have fucked it up any worse. And I say that, and the people that were my friends 8 months ago are now fucking shitting on me and calling me old boomer and this or that or you and fucking a sellout. I'm like, a sellout? What are you talking about? I have a brain. Not a fucking sellout. I'm just not going to be an ideological zealot. I'm not going to get my walking papers from my side so that I can go fucking put a flag in the ground and stand on the side of wrong. You can make an argument. Should we stay in Afghanistan? Should we not? Or, you know, there are the people that are like, we've been in Germany forever. We've been in South Korea forever. We've been in fucking Turkey forever. We keep the peace in those places and we're fine. There's an argument that we should have done that in Afghanistan. I don't know where I stand on that one way or the other, but the decision was made to start to end the war and get out, which, by the way, Donald Trump did 8 months ago and met with the fucking Taliban. So we can have arguments, right, all day long, right, left. Was it the right thing? Was it the wrong thing? Come together. Oh, wow, you got to bring up a couple of interesting points. Oh, shit, maybe you, yeah, we shouldn't be that. And start to have a conversation to communicate, to learn and compromise, but we're not there because we got to blame. Because for 5 fucking years, we were all over this Trump guy, and now it's their job to never give our guy an inch of room to be human and make mistakes. By the way, these are massive mistakes. I also think that this now makes Joe Biden a one-term president, and I'm not all that mad at it. And these fucking hate peddlers like Jim Jordan and the fucking AOC zealot, and they're crazy, and they're just always putting pressure on people, and they don't want to have anything to do with coming together. They want to scare you, they want to sell it, and they want to stay in power. And that's it. fucking read Jim Jordan. Just your daily reminder that Joe Biden left Americans in Afghanistan. Not one time. This was really awful. This was a horrible way. I wouldn't have handled it in the thing. But in the meantime, let's do what we can to get these people out of there, because what we have done is disastrous there. We were there for 20 years. We stabilized that place for 20 years. We pumped trillions of dollars into that joint. We trained an army. We armed it. We gave them everything. We've created stability for women in Afghanistan. And in fucking 13 days, it's just back to the Flintstones? And the way we get out of there. And I'm just watching it. I mean, if there's... You imagine being an Afghani kid, a 23-year-old guy who lives in some neighborhood. He knows that's a bad guy down that block. That's a bad guy down that block. But I've made friends with the American forces. So I come and I translate and I rat out my neighborhood. And I'm like, this guy's bad news. And that dude's got fucking bombs. And this guy's fucking, this guy's Al-Qaeda. And these guys help. And you're just thank you. And you give them some, and you're helping and you're working together. And you're taking dudes out, and then this guy's protected by the American soldiers, and everybody in the neighborhood knows he's a rat. And then our government, Joe Biden and the Democrats and these assholes just decide they're going to up and pop out in 4 months because they want to make the deadline because they want their fucking TV time on September 11th and the 20th anniversary, and look what I did. Ooh, gee, number 45, ICE ended the war. All these other guys said they would, and I did. And he wants his, like, historic moment with a flag. And in the meantime, he's rushed. He didn't look into this as well as he should have. And the atrocities that are going to happen ad infinitum to the thousands of people in Afghanistan that have helped us or we left behind, or even some of the Americans that we've left behind. We've left Americans behind? Are you kidding me? We have left Americans behind? And in what universe are we taking orders from the Taliban? Wait, are you fucking kidding? We're going to them saying we might need 2 more weeks, and they're like, no? Are you out of your fucking mind? Hey, fucking Barney Rubble, get back in your fucking roadmobile and pull the fucking... Pull the parrot's tail and get the fuck out of here. I'm leaving when I want to leave. I'm leaving when everybody's out. I'm leaving when everybody's safe. And I'm not leaving a day until that happens. But we're looking at the Taliban and they're saying get out. And we're like, okay. Are you fucking kidding? That's not Donald Trump's fault. That's not Mitch McConnell's fault. That's not Jim Jordan's fault. That's not that fucking ecstasy-eating sex trafficker Gates' fault. That ain't fucking McCarthy. That shithead's fault. This is Joe Biden's fault. Oh, but he got bad. Nope, he didn't. Great, he got bad information. He's the guy. If you're a liberal and you voted for Joe Biden, or you're a Democrat and you stand with the Democrats, if you don't want to be like the psychos we've been yelling at for the last 5 years, you look at somebody and go, I voted for that guy and he fucked that up. Period. But we're not any better than the other side that we screamed at. I yelled at my uncle. I don't speak to my uncles. I don't speak to my aunts. I don't speak to anybody in my family. Because I was like, listen, I understand that you're Republican. I know that thing. But I know you know this dude's crazy and you won't stop supporting him. And that makes you a fucking zealot and a psycho. It makes you ambitious. Why can't you come to me and go, I'm a Republican, I'm a conservative, I have conservative ideas, I believe in things, but this guy's the wrong dude, and we got to get him out for the safety of our union. But there was never any of that, and now there's nothing of that going on my side. Joe Biden is a one-term president. That's it, or he should be. And in 2024, it is going to be a fucking shit show. The nomination is going to be up for grabs with no incumbent. There's going to be 85 people, Angeline, everybody's running. Who gets going to be nuts? Wild times. All right, I went 37 minutes. I'm sorry. I always like to tag the end of the show. I always like to tag the end of the show with some hope or a solution. But the solution is the same thing. It's to shut up and listen to each other. It's the same conversation. So I'm here and I'm on the mic and I got stuff that I want to get out. I want to keep talking. I want to keep doing the thing. I want to keep trying to unwrap the thing that's going on because we've got to get off of our side. We've got to get off of our sides. And that can't happen until there is a leader. It is the greatest opportunity in the last maybe 100 years for somebody to step up and make sense. A centrist who has ideas and logic about both sides. We've got to have, where is that guy? That guy has got to lead us out of this because we are in the most divided times we've ever been in. What I can do personally is I cannot be so married to my team. I can look at things logically and go, yeah, our guy fucked this up. And I can post the flag and say, that's how I stand. And not worry about what's going on with them and how they're trying to drive it down our throats and this and that and the other. Because if we all start to set an example of coming closer to the middle by saying our guy isn't as perfect as your guy, then maybe we start collectively to figure out somewhere. Just want us to all understand that we all want the same thing. We all want our neighborhood to be safe. We all want to look at our neighbor and be helpful. We all want to be helpful. Everybody wants to be helpful. If you sit down, have you ever fucking looked at someone when you were really helpful to them? You know that feels in your belly? You're like, fuck, maybe I helped where no one else could. That feeling of being helpful and watching a guy walk out the door and know that his day has been a little bit better or maybe his life got changed a little bit because you were helpful, that feels way better than fucking planting a flag and taking a side. Where is the leader to help shine a light on the things that make us the same. The things that we can similarly look at each other and go, fuck, man, I want that too. I want my kid to do better than me. I want my neighborhood to be happy. I want my mom to be able to, like, not worry about her pills that she has to pay for. Or I want to make sure that the kid that's brown isn't going to get fucking shot for being brown. Or I want to look at the fucking kid who's in the jail and not get roughed up by the fucking cops. And I also don't want cops to get shit. Where is that guy? We are all here waiting. The fucking time has never been more right for someone to step up and be fucking great. So who is going to step up and be great? You don't even got to be all that good. You just got to get people on opposite sides of this fence to look at each other and go, oh shit, we're not as fucking different as we think we are. I am 50 years old. I refuse to believe that the best is behind us. It isn't. It is not. I am fucking, so I'm going to get teary. I am constantly blown away at the generosity and the love and the respect that other people show each other. Learn from the other side today. Take one thing and go, I see what they mean by that. Maybe call someone that's on that side and go, you have a really fucking interesting point about that. Let's do something, one thing, one plus one every day to make us just get a little less far apart. This is the Shade Show. I'll see you when I see you.